State lawmakers cut education funding by nearly $13 million last night. They moved the money into the oil and gas tax credit fund. Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman has more.
A group of about 25 protesters gathered in downtown Anchorage this afternoon asking one key question.
What the heck happened last night?
The House and Senate Operating Budget Conference Committee met Tuesday evening to try to get the two bodies' budgets to match. But the House and the Senate allocated full funding for education. That included the increase to the base student allocation that was guaranteed by House Bill 278 in 2014. Legislative Finance Division Director David Teal explains that in the House budget, the government was going to use leftover money from 2016 to pay for education, $145 million to be exact. But during the committee meeting, they decided not to.
They put it into the oil and gas tax credit fund instead.
Teal says he can't explain why, because he's not a legislator. Senate Majority Spokesperson Michaela Gortensen wrote in an email that the conference committee chose not to fund the increase to the BSA because it was, quote, approved under vastly different budget conditions. Given the current state budget deficit, we are not in a position to continue the increase for FY17. Teal says the exact impacts on each school will depend on student counts in the fall. Anchorage School Board member Tam Agosti-Giesler says the district estimates they will have to trim $4.6 million from the Anchorage School District budget if the legislature keeps these cuts. She says she doesn't know how they will make up for the loss. Friday is the cutoff for issuing pink slips to non-tenured teachers. The deadline for tenured teachers already passed.
And so that puts us in a really big bind in terms of how we're going to balance this budget.
14-year-old Anchorage student Galen Schmidt says the cuts to education will have impacts beyond just this year.
And I think more funding can open new doorways for a lot of students. And I feel is that students, states that invest the most in education see the most benefits in the long run, and states that invest the least in education have consequences in the long run.
Both houses will vote on whether or not to accept the conference committee's budget. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.